Blog Talk Radio.
The Rednick. The Rednick. The Ballad of the Rednick Cowboy. The Ballad of the Rednick.
Redneck.
The Ballad of the Rednick Cowboy. The Ballad of the Rednick.
Redneck.
The Ballad of the Rednick Cowboy. The Ballad of the Rednick.
Redneck.
The Ballad of the Rednick Cowboy. The Ballad of the Rednick.
Redneck.
Make way for the Rednick Cowboy. No bling, no ice, not a rhinestone cowboy. Not a feminist, no grinning or pouting. You wouldn't catch me dead on Brokeback Mountain. My first CD, it came from out of nowhere. I was tired of hearing tumbleweeds on the air. They dumb hip-hop down, it doesn't matter why. I brought me a noose just to hang them high. String them up, strung them up, their breath is long gone. White supremacist groups call my razor phone. The KKK named me official Grand Dragon, cause I hang Negroes with they pants sagging. R.I.P. Eazy-E, here's the facts, listen. Sagging pants, that style started out in prison. Belly of the beast, if your pants would hang low, it meant you willingly would give up your butthole. Ask the OG who served some real hard time, and he'll validate the redneck's rhyme. I'm the sheriff and I came back for more. Some said I should make music for the club floors. If you can't move to this, it means you can't dance. You used to jumping up and down with a dumb chant. So you, at the stage right. If you got stanky legs, take a bath tonight, huh? The Ballad of the Redneck Cowboy. The Ballad of the Redneck.
Redneck.
The Ballad of the Redneck Cowboy. The Ballad of the Redneck.
Redneck.
The Ballad of the Redneck Cowboy. The Ballad of the Redneck.
Redneck.
The Ballad of the Redneck Cowboy. The Ballad of the Redneck.
Redneck.
Racism. To dictate and control a mass of people. Blacks can't be racist. We don't have the power. But we can be bigots. And I'm a bigot. Cause I hate idiots. HJS. Still rolling.
This is Al Porter, Man in the Street, chapter 3, verse 8. Chapter 3, verse 8. I'm looking at those 216-205, 216-288, 216-224 phone numbers. I will get to those just as quickly as possible. This is like the fastest going hour. We've got news, all types of things, so we know that everybody will be giving us fast and straight talk and all of that type of thing. I must give you three little disclaimers, but before I go into that, I want to let people know that, of course, that Al Porter Man in the Street, that man is an acronym, abbreviation for music, activism, news. And you can reach us, others out there who are online. If you're definitely just looking at everything online, feel free to use that 646-478-0944 phone number. At 646-478-0944 phone number, and you can definitely get in and chime in with what you have to say. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so have pens, pencils, paper, notebooks, laptops, desktops, iPhones, smartphones, for any info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. I'm not sure how long, but I promise you I will listen. And, of course, disclaimer number three, press 1 to talk. But Blog Talk's worldwide and may give a false reading. So if I come to you and you don't want to talk, you can feel free to stay silent and you'll go back on hold. But we hope that you will talk. With that being said, I'm going to go to this first phone caller at 216-288, What's going on with you this evening?
Hello, Mr. Porter.
Hey, how are you doing this evening?
I'm fine. But I just heard something that was breaking news that the city of Cleveland are going to pay for outside counsel for the, all of those 13 policemen that murdered Timothy and Melissa. I would like to know, sir, have you heard anything about it?
Okay, that is a very deep subject that you just brought on. I'll be as brief about it as I possibly can, but just today, a few hours ago, the city of Cleveland, they did hire an outside firm outside of their present legal counsel. It's a firm that is located in Cleveland, and the firm will represent the city of Cleveland and the 13 police named in a federal lawsuit filed by family members of the victims because of the November 29, 2012 police chase and shooting. So it looks like Roselle and Andrus, a local law firm, they'll be paid like $235 an hour. I'll repeat, the local law firm will be paid $235 an hour for associates, not one associate, but for associates, at $275 an hour for partners. Well, notice, not a partner, but partners. So the city is actually paying for killing us in our own cities with our own tax dollars. Now, under state law, Cleveland is saying that they have a duty to pay to defend employees who face legal action while doing their jobs. But personally, it would appear that I did not know their jobs were to, quote-unquote, legally murder and what have you, the citizens. So that's what you're dealing with right now. And I thank you for bringing that up. I'm going to just go down the line like I know I should. I'm going to hit up with the next one that was on here holding and go to that 216-205 phone number. You're on live. What's going on with you this evening? I need to calm down a little bit. How you doing out there?
No, you can't afford to calm down right now, Brother P. You got to keep that energy going high. And me and the boys will call in to show you some support. I know we've been real busy lately, so we ain't had a lot of time. But we love you, and keep the movement going. So.
Appreciate that. Thank you for calling in, man. You and the boys definitely enjoy the rest of this hot program. It's going to be very interesting. And I hear you all out there, too, so thank you.
Of course, yeah.
All right. It's a beautiful thing when you can get so many people to definitely check things out, call in. So I do appreciate that. But now I think I need to go and check out what's going on with that 216-224 phone number. That's 216-224. You're on live. What's going on with you this fine evening? 216-224. And I can appreciate you just calling to listen. So I can tell you what we will do because we appreciate that. And before I go down the line and check out what's going on with, of course, that 216-242 phone number, and, of course, to check on that 216-209, the one thing that I will say is that if anybody hears a topic and they feel like, wow, I wish I could have spoken on that, if you hang up, then you dial back, we do our best to get right back so you can be involved in the conversation. That makes everything that much better. So, like I say, I appreciate that coming from the 216-224 phone number. And we're going to go right down here and check on, of course, 216-242. What's going on at the 242 phone number?
All right, what's going on now? E-Max.
Oh, man, how you feeling?
I'm okay, man. I was just calling in to, you know what I'm saying, listen to the show, you know what I'm saying, from, you know, where I am, man. And I'm, like, flabbergasted at what you just said, you know what I'm saying? And I've been calling myself trying to keep up with the current events while I've been, you know, incapacitated. But it's almost like I'm, like, smacked for real. for these developments that came in and the city and decided to pay for these counselors to come in and counsel the officers that did the killing, like they having turmoil and issues. So is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Like I said, I was like just broken down that $235 an hour for associates and $275 an hour for partners. I'm like, wow.
So what kind of kickback are they getting for this?
It lets you know that everybody was working together in the first place, looking out for each other.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Somebody getting a kickback for this.
Yes, they are.
Oh, my God. That, they hired a whole firm, huh? They hired a whole firm. Not just them. They hired all of them. Wow.
That is so true. Nobody saw that one coming a mile away, but that's the one thing I can say I appreciate about being able to do this type of show, to get that information and to cause people to think.
Yep.
I will check back with you in just a little while, because if people don't know, I'm going to put it out there right now that the brother I'm talking to, he used the same number, 646-478-0944, for this talk on a Wednesday, every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, National Politics Broke Down to a local level, and then you can use the same number of 646-478-0944 for Hood News Radio on a Friday and Saturday, 8 to 9:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. That's Music Business 101. So I appreciate you for calling in, brother, because this is some hard times. No problem. Thank you.
Right on, thank you.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we all need to work together on these things. This is not a joking thing right now. As a matter of fact, I appreciate those who have stayed on the line, because as I come to that 216-209 phone number, is there anything you'd like to add this evening?
Well, Al, you know, I just really call and support you, because you've been supporting me ever since, man. Well, I could just say we go back like 8 tracks. So, you know, I'm calling and representing Black Odyssey and supporting you, man, because you've been there for day one. All for all purposes are good, man. So I'm sorry I caught the conversation a little late, but, you know, I'm going to put it out there. This man been doing real good stuff for ages, you know. So I got to come and support that, you know.
I thank you so much. But speaking of the Black Odyssey, if you could say some of the things that you've been doing, I'll appreciate it.
Oh, that's no problem, man. I'm in the middle of a big video project, and we on our fifth video right now. Getting ready to shoot number 6 pretty soon. We got an album, a mixtape, like I said, the video project coming. We gaining followers by the hour on Twitter. And I don't mean like little followers. I'm talking about people like Island Music Group, Capitol Records, real live people that's been following us as of late. You know, and we only been on this video project for a whole year, and it's getting us a lot of internet publicity and stuff. And I got a lot of stars that's been following us, like Rick Pantera from Smallville, the actor, and Faith Hill even follow us now. So, and we gaining steam. We just waiting on that big phone call, you know.
I feel you, and I respect that, and I can say I honestly appreciate the things that you do, as well as the programs that you have on the air, too. So I thank you very much for that phone call.
Oh, it's no problem, Al, and I will be calling and checking with you soon, man, and keep networking with you, because you're a good brother, and you mean well, you know?
Right, and thanks again, and we have a few other things coming up for you in the next few minutes, so thank you again so much for that phone call.
Oh, it's no problem, man.
All right. And with that being said, we have a lot of information and a few other things to get to, but it's always nice when you see somebody call through. So with that being said, I'm looking at an area code that says 215-207. You're on live. What would you like to say this evening? 215-207. I appreciate you for definitely calling to at least, you know, get in on the conversations. So we do appreciate that, because you can listen. If there's something that you hear that you really want to get into, you can always hang up, call back again. I see a number that's done that earlier, so I will check back with you all on that particular thing. You know, since we are on that one subject, I'm going to definitely play a track that I might not have intended on playing this early, but with how things actually turned up, I'm going to just play this. We'll be right back. This is Al Porter, Man in the Streets, music, activism, news. I'll finish up on my report after I play this track. You'll understand why.
Black on black. Black on black. OPN. And they thought they were gonna be let off the hook.
Rest in peace, Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, casualties and organized cop killers, 12 Caucasians and a Zimmerman, a mental Latino. Sorry, man, black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along with them. Black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along. Black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along with the Klan. Black Shield, black police, the officers. Why y'all ain't condemn racist cops?
What?
Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight. So they do the job of racist whites. Police Patrolmen's Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union President is Jeffrey Fulmer. Paul Redneck has a way with words. He said the cops did a good job for real. He's right, they did a good job killing. General Donna Brown, she broke it down. Demanded apologies from the clown. Then Reverend Twan jumped in it quick. Accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down? Put it in the rhyme. Cause I was there, huh? On the front line. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life doesn't mean nothing, man. Gunned down over mufflers in a pop can. 25-minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery. Cleveland cops, those cowards ain't right. They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike. Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets, they bum-rushed Heritage Park in E.C. 137 shots for 13 cops. No gun or shell casings on the spot.
Nope.
The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killing. We need to care about the cops' feelings.
What?
Hold it, Frank. Wanna start a riot? So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye to represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
Hey. 137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. Touché. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison system. Touché. Still I'm a child, I've been abused lately. Hear about police brutality all the time on the news daily. You think it's great, we take another look. Cause all the pigs in my city just look at me as another crook. No ship runs, that's no such thing. But had dreams that I had to shoot one to run up on me. Trick a happy crooked cops, what's the reason? 137 shots in East Cleveland. Two people dead are on top, family grieving. It's spread like the plague, it won't stop this. Season. No treason can stop the protest. We marching this evening, steady out for justice. The clutch fist in the air. Black power, the first pig never did. It's a fat coward's
yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Where's the beef? Where's the beef?
Now, Elias Acevedo Sr., cases against him were reopened last year when untested DNA kits showed he raped a woman he knew in 1993. And in October of last year, he was charged with assaulting three others. Two 13-year-olds raped multiple times and one molested. Police by mid-November had decided to charge him in mid-November for murdering 30-year-old Pamela Pemberton in 1994 on West 11th Street in Tremont. Police also charged Acevedo in November after finding Christina Atkins' body, who was missing since 1995, in a manhole. By January this year, he was sentenced. Ariel Castro was arrested by police for holding Knight, Barry, DeJesus for over a decade. Castro was arrested on May the 6th. Ariel Castro indicted on 329 counts by the grand jury, and Cuyahoga County Prosecutor Tim McKinney was definitely smiling. Castro arrested May 6th, indicted by June the 7th. Castro went to prison, sentenced August the 1st. Queasy Bryant was sitting on death row for shooting and killing Cleveland patrolman Wayne Leon in 2000. He's serving an additional 48 years, including three from 1994 and one from 2000 on rape. Yes, four rape charges. Now, Queasy represented himself on the stand for the past 2 weeks. And one woman who was a victim, he put her on the stand and questioned her about her criminal activity or if she was aware of drug activity in the area. Very interesting. Now, Queasy, who was being prosecuted by Tim McGinty, was found guilty, deservedly so. But he made a key statement. Bryan challenged McGinty to take his fervent an approach to prosecuting police officers who shot two unarmed people during a police chase in November of 2012. Bryant challenged McGinty again by saying, "Your call for justice on that one has been more like a quiet whisper." Castro, Acevedo, Bryant are definitely monsters. Who would have been, you know, they definitely should have been found guilty. They were found guilty fast. November 29, 2012 is when Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams were murdered by 137 shots from 13 cops. They were both unarmed, but no indictment came in 2013, in spite of Attorney General Mike DeWine stating that there was systemic failure from the Cleveland Police Department and that the whole system failed and there was no proof that the victims ever had any weapons. Now, Queasy Bryant mentioned that McGinty's slow pursuit of police indictments may reflect on the fact that the CPD union contributed to McGinty's campaign to become Cuyahoga County prosecutor. So maybe Queasy, being a monster himself, recognizes 13 monsters with badges and a possible slow-acting monster. After all, there's nothing heroic about firing 137 times and everyone who fired claiming to be frightened. So when it comes to monsters and murderers in our region, the names of Castro, Acevedo, Bryant, who were indicted, found guilty, plus the 13 who are still on the loose, Diaz, Brito, Moore, Farley, Sabolik, Cox, Patrick, Sistek, Kimchek, O'Donnell, Eric, Rikas, Salupo, and our slow monster hunter, McGinty, who may be a monster in disguise. You know, on that one, I'm going to take some time before I get to that 678 area code 334, and I'm going to at least just take the time to let people know one of the things that's coming up, and that is this coming Thursday at Heritage Park in East Cleveland, where that atrocity occurred. Wymore and Terrace, 5 p.m. to put the focus on McGinty to continue to focus on convicting the 13 police officers involved in that travesty. Ernest L. Smith from Oppressed People's Nation, Art McCoy, the founder of Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Al Porter Jr., Vice President, were asked by the Imperial Women and others to help lead that. That will be one thing that we definitely plan on doing. And then also, I'll tell you what I will do right now. I will go to, of course, that 216-678 phone number. Well, I mean that 678 area code, 334, 678-334. Anything you'd like to add to all of this? And I can
appreciate that.
Repeat that again now?
I said, can't say that I do have anything to add to it. No comment at the moment.
Okay, that's no problem. And I appreciate you for listening, and thank you so much.
Very interesting.
You know,
thank
you. No problem. One thing I can say is that I feel like this. The Creator has definitely allowed this show to be in existence. And when the Creator allows this show to be in existence, that's a blessing in itself. And it's always good to hear from the people because you all always add a different aspect on certain things. Before I go to that 786 area code 488 phone number, I want to at least let people know the top 10 artists making noise in the street. We'll start with number 10, going all the way to the top spot. Number 10, Miss Shy Kisses. Number 9, HJS Music, who sponsors the Hip Hop Workshop, gives the gift cards for callers on this show. Number 8, Suave, the GMS Anthem. He taught well at the past week's Black on Black Crime Hip Hop Workshop. Number 7, Emax the Image, Varsity Music. Number 6, KYYM, Kim. Number 5, AUG, the Hip Hop Workshop theme song. Number 4, Smooth Gotti, Death Row and Universal Records signed artist who was interviewed on SOTC. That show airs every Monday night from about 1 a.m. to 3 a.m., 89.3, definitely WCSB.org. That's Cleveland Standard Time. Number 3, 1008 Vision and HJS Music. You know, Ronnie B. surprised me by awarding me the 1008 Vision 2014 Hip Hop Humanitarian Award. More on that one later. Number 2, Black House Sounds, the video for their single, Every Day, being released today. And number 1, Serene, the group. They do funk, rock, poetry, band, and brought 40 pieces plus of musical equipment to the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. More on that later. But I need to get to, of course, that 786-488. You're on. What's going on with you this evening?
Good evening, everyone. This is Christian Clark representing Network for Neighborhood Success and the Neighborhood Voice. Here's a weekly sports report, better known as The Pulse. After the All-Star break, the Cavaliers are starting to get it together. They are only 3.5 games out of the playoffs, with the eighth seed being the Charlotte Bobcats. The good news here is that the Charlotte faces the number 1 and number 2 teams in the Eastern Conference back-to-back. We just need to keep winning games and hope they lose. Also, LeBron James eyeing to come to Cleveland for his Jonas Valanciunas jersey retirement. I think it would be nice, but I feel it would take a little bit of attention away from Valanciunas. Also, the All-Star game was an success as Kyrie Irving came out with the game MVP and led the Eastern Conference squad to victory. That alone should tell you that he is for real, and that the Cavs have a new sheriff in town. They face the San Antonio Spurs, which they are the defending Western Conference champions. This will be a great task for the Cavs, and also will test them to see if they're ready to make the next step for the playoffs. In NCAA basketball, the Ohio State Buckeyes were off to a tremendous start, going 15-0, and gave the fans something to be thankful for as far as NCAA basketball is concerned. But since then, it's been all bad. The Buckeyes have won 7-8. Their ranking has gone from top 25 to not being ranked. It's March, and the March Madness tournament is right around the corner. They need to make adjustments and go on a major run going into the tournament. This was Christian Clark with your weekly sports report, and now back to Al Porter, the man in the streets.
I appreciate that. As a matter of fact, I want to ask you, do you really feel that maybe, just maybe, our Cavaliers are off on the right track, and if so, what's your take on it?
They are off on the right track besides losing to the Memphis Grizzlies. I mean, we acquired Spencer Hawes, and we got rid of Earl Clark. He couldn't contribute like we hoped he did. We wish him well. And we got rid of Andrew Bynum, which happened to be at another cause. And we also fired our general manager and Chris Grant. And I believe this new general manager has did a good job so far. So, I mean, I believe the Cavs are on the right track. They did go on a 6-game win streak. They lost, but they're winning games. And prayfully that we get to the playoffs. And that if we go to the playoffs, that will build revenue for the city of Cleveland.
Thank you so much, and we appreciate you for calling in, as usual, definitely giving us something in-depth to know about sports. So thank you once again.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. As a matter of fact, before I get to that 216-240 phone number, let's see, 216. Well, after that, I'm going to check because I know 215 just chimed back in. Wonder if they have anything to say. And, of course, I'll have to check in with that 216-224 once again. But before I do, I want to at least put that announcement out that this Friday, March the 7th, Oppressed People's Nation presents Gang of Roses at Tucker's Casino, 15532 Euclid Avenue, 9 p.m. That's $5 in advance, 10 at the door, and the event is to contribute to all of OPN's community programs hosted by Indica Spitz, Poison Ivy's last regional performance featuring Summer, Honey Kapow, Shayna B, Keys and Dope, The Shark, Sheriff Kilroy, and for my 7-minute performance, I'm bringing Black House Sounds and special guests at the Subpoena Central table, including the sign artist from Universal Records, fashion store owner, mom and pop hip hop, and a few other things happening. So always have to get that little announcement out before I go to that 216-240 phone number. I need to let people know that if you want to see any other news stories, anything like that, always have that shameless plug of the Alfred Porter Jr. Facebook page. That's Alfred Porter Jr. period. Profile pictures of Sheriff's hat. So that's one of those other things. And now I can check in and see what's going on with 216-240. How you doing this evening?
I'm doing fine. Blackout Sound in the building. Got to show love to the man in the streets, Al Porter. Got to show love to Voice It Radio, and show love to all the artists that's coming up throughout Cleveland and worldwide, especially if they black. Other than that, the thing I want to say is I tried to get the video up there today. Unfortunately, it won't be posted up on YouTube until tomorrow, the song Every Day, and it was a little glitch. So that's what we're dealing with. I wish to call and be saying, hey, go to this site, but unfortunately, y'all know how the business is. You got to, you know, deal with technical difficulties as they come. So that's what's going on at this point with the video, but tomorrow it will be posted, and hopefully next Monday I will be telling viewers on this station to please tap into Blackout Sound Every Day video. I'm listening to the probably about 2 months now, that song. So see the images, and Brother Al Porter is all through the video with us as well. So it should be very strong.
I expect it to be. And I thank you, and we're looking forward to the Friday performance that's coming up as well to that single.
Oh, yes, 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 and I'm so sorry about that, guys. I'm so, like, on this video to where I'm going crazy, but Friday we will be performing the song Every Day. Mr. Al Porter gave you the address and told you all the details. We will be there with a positive performing attitude and ready to make people heads turn. So please come out and check us out.
Much respect to you on that, and we look forward to talking to you very shortly.
Yes, sir. Blackout Sound.
Blackout Sounds, we appreciate you. piece. As a matter of fact, definitely a piece on that one. We want to see if that 215-207 phone number has anything they'd like to, like, add to anything on the conversation, because if they do, it would be appreciated, probably very beneficial as well. So 215-207, you're back on with us.
Hey, Albert.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
I am doing very well. What about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I noticed you guys have headliners about some cops shooting somebody, or something was going on in East Cleveland or something.
Yes, Cleveland through East Cleveland.
Okay, other than your protests and your, you know, you voicing your opinions on it, can I ask you, actually, what are the people of Cleveland doing to prevent issues with the police?
I'm glad you asked that, because when it comes down to it, I feel like personally we don't have as much respect as we should or could in this, because it's very easy, it seems like, and this is my opinion, based on the facts that you can get a lot of people together, 200 to 250 strong, for once in a while, but you don't have enough of it consistently. Now, a lot of times on the Facebook page, I will show where the different protests and other things are coming to pass, even marching into City Hall. But at the same time, what we've done our very best to do, besides the protest, is to get people to realize that this will still continue to happen until we attack things on different levels but together. Case in point, just like with the red light cameras, speed light camera traps, and a few other things
right.
That's going on, we have begun to get a core of people to begin to write rules, or to write at least different amendments to possibly change our charters. When you can change your charter, that gives you a whole lot of legal options to do. So just like as of right now, we do happen to have a group that was looking at the fact that in East Cleveland, you know, they're allowed to speak at their city council meetings. In Cleveland, that is not allowed, although it's there that at one time, you were supposed to be given an extra hour to be able to speak. So we plan on hitting out there with petitions for people to sign for that, to change that certain aspect. So when you say that, what you're basically saying is, what are we doing on that particular issue? Now, the brand new issue, we didn't even realize that particular part of the state law about the police being able to be protected in that way with our own, I'll say, city and quote-unquote tax dollars, which in all in respect, that's what it is. So our next step will be to legally go to change that at the same time. So we feel like protests are key, but the protest is to get the masses together so that we can, quote-unquote, fight for ourselves and galvanize and do the correct things to get ourselves out like that. If we don't do it like that, then nothing's going to happen. So we have to stay consistent.
Okay, I understand that. That's on the outside for the end. What are we doing from the inside out?
It could be done inside out as soon as you begin to, let's say, put those type of laws in and change your charters. It changes the whole game plan. There is no game plan anymore, because that changes the way they have to deal with us. By not only hearing what we have to say or putting that type of pressure on there, that would give us the right to be able to, quote-unquote, get rid of certain things and begin to serve ourselves a lot better in each community, instead of just depending on our quote-unquote representatives to do the job for us. They already have to depend on us for votes, so when they realize that we're acting individually against what they have to do, then that's a much better level and playing field than anything else.
Okay, because in Philadelphia, I'm calling from Philadelphia.
Right.
We've had a radio host announced that we're going to have a Peace on the Streets concert in North Philadelphia, which is like the urban area. And the guests that were appearing, like for one that I do remember, was Freeway. Freeway and Beanie Sigel are from Philadelphia.
Yes.
Now, to me personally, well, I spoke on it, and it was like a hypocrisy. What I mean is this. We say peace on the streets. We fight for whatever we need to fight for as far as, blacks. We have a constant burden that we have to live with. And we're constantly struggling for change. We're struggling through legislation. We're doing all kind of things. We're becoming creative. Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
Do you think the nature of the music is the nature of the mind? When you have Peace on the Streets concert, why would you have artists that's made millions of dollars on the airwaves stating violence, the degrading of women, the degrading of their own kind, all of this stuff. I always had a problem with some of our rap artists, mainly our black ones. When you take a headshot, why look so mean? I understand that there's a constant struggle. But that's what I mean when I ask you, what are we doing from the inside out? I know there's, a lot of nationalities have had, problems and issues and everything. What way can we, as black people, black men particularly, change the inside of us instead of changing the inside because of the outside? We can initiate a way of thinking, a way of raising our children for the next generation coming up. We're constantly fighting for the past, what happened today and yesterday. What about tomorrow, next year, and 20 years from now? How do we work on ourselves individually to make change?
I like what you're saying, and with the little bit of time that we have left, I'm going to get into it very directly by saying that that's a little bit different from what we went into earlier, the political part. So when it comes to what you're talking about right there, what we need to do is call a spade a spade. And when it comes down to it...
I'm sorry, Alfred.
We need to be able to call a spade a spade. And in order to work on ourselves and our music, we need to be able to look at the artist and also say that if we're going to deal with, quote-unquote, the sorry nature of hip-hop being dumbed down to rap, that we must be able to decide and take into consideration that just like in Cleveland, we have our 107.9, which is Radio 1. When you have your clear channels and your Radio 1s, you have to then look at the fact that your radio stations, even though last year we had a town hall meeting that was sponsored by 107.9, then we had them bring a van down to a horrendous shooting that happened. Those are two things. Everybody loved it. But let's look at the flip side. When you're giving us garbage 24 hours a day, nobody says anything. On top of that, we have to be able to change things from the inside by calling it what it is and looking at the fact that the commercial radio is not set up to definitely deal with, quote-unquote, dealing with our problems. We have to be able to stand up for our problems ourselves, because commercial radio on the outside is only set up to make money off of commercials. So that's why you
right.
will only find 93.1 107 vans at beauty salons, beauty supply, hair care product stores, shoe places, phone places. When you realize that, then you know what you're up against, and you can call it out and then ask others of the same mindset to begin to call it out just that evenly and equally. And just like you did, you just set a fine example. You called up
you saw iniquity going on down there in Philadelphia with that concert. And that's something that myself and Brother Art McCoy, we brought up on the air on his radio program yesterday when we talked about the fact that sometimes you look at the artist, but you better take into consideration everything else that's going on around there and then call out other people to deal with that. So
okay.
I hope that helps answer you on that one.
Well, that's great. That is great. I can accept that. That's great. That's great.
No problem, but I thank you, man, because you had a lot of us think. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you what I will do. I'm going to play a track, and then I'm going to get back on a few things that you said because it deals with two certain things that we were going to deal with anyway this evening. So if you can hold the line, we will be right back with some of the things that you talked about.
Yes, sir, Alfred. Thank you very much.
No problem. I thank you. One thing I love about this show, it is definitely a thinking person show. I will get right back with you shortly, and the reason that I had to is because we had a request that came in. Well, a person did call in, and I'm going to do it like this particular thing right now. I thank you all for being a part of this particular program because it makes you think, and I'll be back right shortly after we play this.
Yeah, see, they ain't ready for us.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain.
This in the block of getting knocked. The only thing I knew was the block. And everybody else being castrated. He couldn't reach. And now she feel the bug. She sell her soul in the street. She feel the thug. He feel the drug. Of that loud pack. Of the mirror of that Keisha. And everybody file back. Tell me what you know about that loud pack. I tell you what that loud at. And I tell you what that sound at. Yeah, I be instrumented coming down in Grandy. Say, Mr. Motley, blackout sounds, you know we candy. Yeah, I keep on making beats, really off the stand quick. Every time I come, it's critical, I'm off the stand, yeah. But I feel MJ, to the day I feel for Fraction. Back to Martin Luther King, what that happened? My people went to dope, to an all high, and to sexism. To they feel, to they drop, to the Illuminati. And they play with their body, to any rules. And everybody acting naughty. I done told you from the loose. I told you about the Grey Goose. Nothing in the booth, live a room, I done speak the truth.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
When I started, days of old, dropped top 9-8. Before the Gucci lanes, the Waka Flocka flambés. Out the gate, I spoke real to adults and youth. The critics told me they can't handle the truth. Knowledge of self, my ancestors, they wore crowns. This mental monarch couldn't dumb his words down. If the lies on the left, I'ma turn right. My neighborhood needs a light just to shine bright. Now when I started, Mayor White was acting white. And the cops would shoot us down on sight. New mayor, but now we taking our own lives. Police now shoot us 137 times. It's real life, and all my people are feeling pain. Refuse to rap the same like Trinidad James. Like Django Unchained, you can bring whips to cause pain. Whip me till I bleed, I'm going to get the grain.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change.
morning when I wake up, I'm thinking about a mix-up that's gonna get me messed up. Sometimes I'm thinking about trying to slow up, and I gotta do that or stay strapped, cause when it comes to this rap, it becomes just another day in the life. But endo dub set, cause I ain't gotta perpetrate my life in the trap. If I say I did it, I lived it, and it's a straight known fact. Cause when these rappers going loud and they song saying that they did that, that's when they play with their demons in the closet doing that real nasty crap. How many times have I told you my career don't involve around that? That'll get you caught in a delicate situation called the dirt nap. In my city, we don't mislead it, coming down trying to cap. We stay away from wannabe gangsters and disrespectful hood rats. So while you sleeping on the house like you gone off that crack, VHS gon' have an alliance bigger than a college frat. And if you don't wanna be looked at as the world's biggest sap, then get your head in the right direction and off the next man's lap. Yeah.
Some things in life will never change. Some things in life will never change. I keep going against the grain. I keep going against the grain.
And of course, Black on Black Crime Incorporated meets at 14660 Euclid Avenue and Lee Road intersection. So it's right on Euclid Avenue at the McCall's first floor meeting room, Wednesday, 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Also, you know there's Blog Talk Radio. You can type in Board and Rustlers Radio, mention us. You know, I'm getting ready to get into a happy song in a little while, but I wanted to definitely go back to something because I have a couple of other announcements, but I want to get one thing out of the way. And zombies, that was a conversation that came up on 7/25/2012. It was a Pass in the Flats when Napoleon said that hip-hop had been raped and assassinated. But Napoleon stated that, as Al Porter said, yeah, he quoted something that I said, what if you went to China and you took their martial arts and turned it into some skinny jeans, soft, mohawk wearing? Think of the uproar. Napoleon stated very eloquently that this is what's been done in hip-hop as our culture has been destroyed. He stated, you can't go to China and change their culture. You can't change what Alexander the Great did. You can't change what Gandhi did. You can't change what Malcolm X did. You can't change what Mandela did. You can't change what Obama did. He said they may have assassinated Tupac, but if you're serious, you will fight to protect the culture. You can definitely check my Facebook page for more info because I did put the entire video on there. But it's just something to think about because it goes in line with what the phone caller came in earlier said. You stand up for certain things like your culture. You do certain things, and you can change your environment, not only politically but musically. It's about standing up for yourself. You know, my going into a black-on-black crime meeting and doing certain things, it's more about just meeting. It's about getting there, doing, and setting that example for a mindset. As a matter of fact, I want to take the time. I guess I can't do this after all. Promise you it won't take long. I wanted to give the Cleveland State of the Hip Hop Union address. Because you see, Cleveland has sorry rappers, bad DJs, shady promoters, crooked club owners, weak commercial radio, but guess what? Suck it up and change your own environment. We have college, independent radio, man, we have independent media, and if artists and others work together, then we can change the system in our environment. Ask not why hip-hop is not flourishing in Cleveland and the surrounding suburbs, but ask what you can do and will do to improve hip-hop in our area. This is a question that all of us can ask ourselves. Are we doing enough networking, taking time to uplift each other, providing free info, especially if some of us are in a position to mentor? Because our area, especially where hip-hop is concerned, represents us. In other words, as President Obama said, we are our brother's keeper, and our sister's keeper also. Now, this is my personal Cleveland State of the Hip Hop Union address, and I can speak on that very strongly because the phone call that came in was really something powerful that puts things definitely in a brand new perspective for me. So, you know, I'm going to take some time off before I leave out on a happy note and let people know a couple of things real quick, and that is the Art McCoy Radio Show, Sundays 5 to 7 p.m., WQRE 1490 AM. That's newstalkcleveland.com. People can always feel free to now got a new time thing. Thursdays for voiceandradio.com, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show, which is now on Thursdays from 3 to 4 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. I also want to thank Brother HJS. We have to make sure because she came through, she left without it, but she came to the workshop. She had been our TIFF phone caller. So Kimberly F. Brown, because of HJS, who also sponsors the Hip Hop Workshop, she receives the Subway gift card. Tonight, being a TIFF caller, Brother Sean from out of Philly, if he's in town for that workshop during the second Saturday of Philadelphia, hey, you've got that TIFF card coming to you from Subways, courtesy of HJS Music. And if not, the secondary call, the brother who came after him, that would definitely go back to Brother Joe Legacy. So we'll see what happens with that. I definitely thank everybody who tuned in because I have a couple of other quick things I'd like to throw out there. The Lady Smith. If you haven't heard Lady Smith, she has a benefit concert, CD release party, this Saturday, March the 8th at 7:30 p.m., 5949 Ingle Avenue. It's a celebrity invitation, which will feature DJ Ronnie Knight and Christian rapper Soul Winner. And Lady Smith is back with her new CD. She's on it 2014. 2006, she had her first main performance with the Black on Black Crime Hip Hop Workshop, and that was a beautiful thing. There are a couple other things I would get into. I don't have the time to get into it now, but I want to bring in somebody real quick on the line because when it comes to, like, happier tracks and all of that, I know that he probably didn't expect to end up being put back on the line. He ought to have some idea what's going to happen because when it comes to doing what he does, we always have to bring this brother in. I'm wondering out there, Brother E-Max, that still listening? And I appreciate that because I could see that he was holding on. Oh, you sure aren't you, brother?
Yes, I am.
You ought to know, man, when it comes to happy songs, what I'm getting ready to leave out with.
That's what's up.
So, you know, I thank you for making this particular song. Hey, everybody who shows up at Tucker's, you all already know I'll be out there on the dance floor. And this song fits everything real nice. It's always nice to be able to kick back and have some fun and do serious work, too. This is one of the nicest R&B singers of all time. My man, E-Max the Image, Varsity Music. Here you go.
Yeah. Hey. Hey. Yeah. 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 Well, I'm in the club, in the club, in the club, looking for my
club, looking for my girlfriend.
ass. She can be a brown skin, a light skin. She can get in. She can have big legs, a little legs. Light skin, a brown skin. She can be a little girl.